Do you want more energy, better sleep, and better health? Who wouldn't? Get a free Scalar Light no obligation 15-day trial at scalarlight.com.
Welcome to One Qi, the home of Qigong on UK Health Radio. We're a community of Qigong teachers exploring our similarities and embracing our differences. And here's your host, Clara Apollo.
Hello and welcome in. You're in the Qi Zone again with me, Clara Apollo. I'm a teacher of Elemental Qigong and host of One Qi here on UK Health Radio and presenter of Qi Time TV on YouTube. I offer Elemental Qigong trainings to assist a deepening of connection to self-care and trust, the true release, letting go of what we don't need, and the resourcing, the drawing in of this bounty from the earth and all the elements around us. And I have a new Earth Element 9-week course to help foster these essential components of a healthy life, beginning on July 20th. And so if you're feeling intrigued by that, nip over to clarapollo.com or the Facebook group, The Cheeky Temple, and that is Q-I-K-I Temple. Yes, would love to share with you in there, get some conversations going, find out how it is for you, and seeing if I can shine some light on some key energy practices that can help you gain the resource that you need for right now. But Qigong and natural energy is a massive topic. And I'm also part of the One Qi community, which is a hub for a whole variety of Qigong teachers from different backgrounds and traditions, where we share, yes, our differences and our similarities in practice and our observations. It's so rich and so supportive, you know. And you'll have heard more about it if you caught last week's show with my One Qi colleague and Chinese medicine doctor, Alex Jacobs, who shared his journey with Qigong and how these energy-based techniques can effectively underpin your healing and your creativity, your health, to help steady yourself at this time of great change. And if you didn't catch that one, you can listen again on demand here on UK Health Radio. Actually, all the One Qi episodes are available on demand, including the one on the menopause, where I had a guest presenter in Haroon Rabbani, and he was interviewing me about my pivotal time at menopause, which actually brings me neatly to next week's show, where we've got the BBC and UK Health Radio's Janie Lee Grace is going to be with us, sharing with us what happened to her, what inspired her at the time of her menopause. But enough about next week. Let's look at what's on the show for you right now. And we're going a little off the Qigong remit, but still keeping it qi-ful, because I really want to share the wisdom of this beautiful lady, Sarah Lloyd, with you. Now, she came into Qi Time TV, you know, my YouTube channel, last week and spoke into how PR, public relations, can be worked intuitively. I know, super interesting. And she often mentions that the energy behind what is going on. So I really felt intuitively drawn that it was an opportunity to open the doors here for her at One Qi on UK Health Radio, where we do, I know we predominantly speak about Qigong, but now we're going to offer it over to Sarah Lloyd from Indigo Soul PR to shine some light on how we as therapists, practitioners, teachers and the like can promote ourselves in a way that doesn't feel uncomfortable and icky. And I know you know what I mean by that. So let's drop straight into that interview, which includes, in the middle of it, a brand new track from Alanis Morissette. And at the end, I've got a vintage summer classic for you, whose title is more apt for us right now as we step back into our freedom to reclaim the lives we know to be true. You're listening to One Qi with Clara Apollo on UK Health Radio. And with me today, we're diving into the world of intuitive PR. Now, what is that, you might ask, which is why my guest Sarah Lloyd is with me here. And Sarah's been in the media and business for 23 years. She quit her global corporate role in 2017 in a bid to master her own In the bid to be a master of her own, that's the one, isn't it? And to bring better balance to her life, which led to her setting up her own PR and brand consultancy, Indigo Soul PR. So Sarah is an intuitive and Reiki energy master herself, and she specialises in working in flow, so has thrown the rule book out the window, which I love. And so her mission is to teach and guide others to share their stories without fear, on their terms, and riding on the chi that's behind everything else. So welcome to One Chi Radio, Sarah Lloyd.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. What an introduction. Amazing.
Well, you're a bit of an amazing woman as well. I know you're a mother of two young girls as well, and you've got all this going on too. I mean, I remember when I first started to speak to you more deeply about it, you were talking about getting up very early in the morning to manage it, so you got your own practice in. How's that going?
Oh, it's much better now the children are at school. But I mean, yeah, they were dark times. That was during the lockdowns, and managing all of the energy in one house was pretty interesting, to say the least. So I found that practice was the thing that kept me sane.
Sure. Yeah, it's that finding time for yourself when you're so busy, isn't it? And sometimes it is the early morning, or I know a friend of mine does the late at night noodling, as she calls it, on the computer. She goes, why do I keep doing this? It's like, because you need to have your own time and your own space. Mm-hmm. And where else are you going to find it if you've got busyness? But the thing is that can undermine your energy, and as energy is everything and everything is energy, it's really key to be looking at this component of chi behind the scenes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, through well, you say that it was all about mastering my own. It was about mastering not only a business perspective, but also my own mental and physical well-being. And you know, it doesn't just stop at going to the gym and doing your yoga practices. It's actually having that quiet time. I mean, I invested in a hammock and it was the best thing I ever did. So lockdown number one, the kids knew if I was in the hammock, it was leave mummy for 20 minutes because right. She needs that time. So, yeah, unfortunately, you couldn't do that in the winter. So it was a case of, you know, finding that space and quiet. A way, you know, I always found I needed that. I mean, I'd get up early and I'd do that. I'd either sit and meditate or I'd get myself set for the day, but I needed that space to think and be in a better space for them, you know, putting the oxygen mask on first, which is something as mums, you kind of learn that later on.
Whoops.
Let's start that one first. Yeah,
that's first, isn't it? Yeah, getting things in the right order of priorities. So we're kind of skipping forward. We're in the present moment here. But let me ask you, how did you get into PR? Is it something that you always wanted to do? Were you curious about it, or what?
Interestingly, my knowledge of PR began with watching Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, brilliant!
That was my complete knowledge of PR and what it was all about. But okay. I mean, that was at the very beginning of my career. I was working as a secretary in the healthcare sector, and someone just turned around to me and said, have you ever thought of being in PR? And I was like, what the hell's that? Apart from Eddie and Pat's falling out of taxis, it was kind of, I had no idea. And I followed the flow. I left the job that I was working and I thought I'll try and find a job in this thing called PR, not really understanding it. I found a job in sales, and then I had this gut instinct, intuitive moment where I decided not to go with the job in hand and ended up temping. And the temporary job ended up in the communications or publicity department of a local business. So I kind of got there, but I just, you know, my human got in the way, shall we say.
Right. You followed the energy of the world. I'm always going to call it chi, aren't I? That life force vitality, that guiding principle. You let yourself be guided for it, consciously or unconsciously. But yeah, interestingly, Sarah has a book called Connecting the Dots, and it's really I think it's so much easier to see these dots connecting in hindsight. So, yeah, you're telling the story now of how you got into PR. It's like, oh, yeah, that led to that. Oh, of course, it's obvious now. But at the time, I'm going on gut instinct here. I think it's the right way to do. I feel it's the right thing to do. And you say that my human gets in the way and makes me think, oh, no, logical, what are you doing? So more and more, I mean, I have been reading through your book. Thank you so much for sending it to me. And this thing about the ego getting in the way, it's like the ego gets a bad press. But can we put the ego to good use on behalf of the soul?
I think we can. I talk about it in the book a little bit. I do liken the ego as a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde. And I do, and interestingly, in publicity in particular, the ego is hugely present. But I think that there is an element of harnessing that ego, because, I mean, this is one thing that certainly I've worked through, and it's like that classic adage, you know, if you're an electrician, your house is the last to be rewired. As a publicity person, I can promote anybody you put in front of me, but myself, I find it extremely difficult to get over that egoic, to promote and share. And the way that I've kind of dealt with that is kind of the ego is the one that kind of stops me from doing it, because it's like, who the hell do you think you are sharing, you know? But then there's this whole conversation that I'm now having with my ego with regards to, well, hang on a minute, we've learned how to do this thing. So we are effectively in service, not being of service, but being in service. And the way that we are being in service is to enable other people to share their message from a place of love, from that heart space, and that it's okay, that fear is, you know, there's no need for that fear. And funnily enough, this morning I even had a moment, and I think it may have just been because it just feels like that it's the synchronicity again, it's those dots, right? So there was something that triggered me in the mainstream media around the football and the cricket and the tennis, all these people going to see these events and seemingly going about their lives normally, but yet, you know, there are school plays and concerts and theatres and all of those things are still not quite there yet. So it just feels that, I mean, for me, that balance isn't there.
Yeah.
It lit this sacred rage underneath me, and it spurred me into action. I've written to the school and said, excuse me, you know, what's going on? I want to go and see my kid in a play. it's interesting how, I mean, and that kind of links into the whole working in publicity in the mainstream media. I feel like it does get bad rep. PR gets a bad rep. Media gets a bad rep. But I also feel that it is here to trigger us into action sometimes.
Absolutely.
Or look at something differently or in a different way.
Exactly. So I think you've described the media like being like a climbing frame.
Yes.
And that there are different characters hanging off this climbing frame. And we can look at the ones that are using it in a manipulative way, you know, just trying to, you know, basic propaganda, let's say the word. And then there are others that are honestly, truly in service of their heart and wanting to share their gifts with whoever that resonates with. So how can these almost like polarities? I mean, we are in a dualistic universe here. So how do we, or how do you help us to manage this approach to media when there is such sort of a divergent opinion going on?
It's purely based on the energy and the feeling and the chi that you get from the media that you're consuming. I put it down to as simple as, if it doesn't feel right, it's not yours. It's not for you. It's not, you know, don't consume it. If that particular publication or that's because, I mean, I'll take the Daily Mail as an example, because I know a lot of people have mixed opinions on that particular paper. 25,000 people read that paper every day. And those 25,000 people can't all be bad, for one. And two, if you get hold of a copy of the paper, you can feel the different energy in the different areas. And actually, the first couple of pages, the news pages, if we're talking from a purely energetic principle, the news is all about pushing, pushing, pushing an agenda. And if you're aware of that, then you can protect yourself from that. If you move to the kind of the middle of the paper, which is really interesting, it's much more aligned with storytelling, truth telling, fact sharing, good research. It's much more balanced. And the reporters I know, quite a few of the reporters who work on that segment of the paper, are all very committed to wanting to share the truth. And then of course you get to the back and it's about sports, so that again kind of comes into that competitiveness, that patriarchal feel. So you kind of, it's like a sandwich. And the good stuff's in the middle. And that, I mean, that's the Daily Mail. That's how I see it when I look at that paper, and I literally take the front and the back off and read the bit that I want to read and connect with that energy. But, and I think it's a lot to do with the people that you're, you know, the reporters that are reporting on these stories. The editors do have an element of control, but there are also new magazines and new publications. For example, there's a publication called The Flock that I've started to read that's really challenging a lot of the agendas out there, and that feels really good. There's also some, you know, other online titles that are popping up. There's Untamed Soul. Again, they're very focused on energy, mm-hmm. And fifth dimensional, kind of talking at a different level. And you get, it's kind of, all I would say is it's like every magazine has an energetic footprint, and it's kind of understanding what works for you and what doesn't. So just because perhaps you're an energy healer or you work in this space, I know a lot of people who've moved into this space who've basically spurned the mainstream because that, you know, the mainstream, no thank you. But I feel like I was saying, like you were saying with regards to the climbing frame, there's still good people in the mainstream. They're there to, they are shining the light, and they're the ones that we need to be gravitating towards and sharing our information with, so they can do a good job and meet their purpose, right? So it's all connected.
Yeah, of course. All those dots connecting again. Lovely, lovely theme. But it's coming, so the two words that really jumped out for me there as you were talking was discernment and truth. Yeah. And I think this is where we come back to taking care of ourselves. When we know what our truth is, we are able to discern when something coming into our field is in alignment with that resonance of truth or not. So how is this, you know, how do people come into what is my truth? Not is what does my ego think it should be, but what is that truth inside of me? And I don't know how you've got there over the years, but is there any kind of like advice or guidance that you can offer people around that?
I believe we're always doing the work. I believe that there is no, we're always going, growth is not linear. I see it as a spiral, and I'm sure many who are watching this would resonate with that. And I feel it's taking one step at a time. It's understand it and notice. I guess the three words are notice and observing and taking action based on those, you know, taking different action sometimes. Because when we're faced with a situation that perhaps is coming up to test us, and I only had one yesterday, you know, these are happening all the time. But like noticing it and observing it and thinking, okay, so I could, there's two ways of dealing with this, and really just stepping back and actually looking at it from a detached position. I feel that that is the other thing. It's like we us humans, we get very attached to things. And one thing that I've learned, I work with a Swami, and he was all about discernment, all about detachment.
Yes,
because
yes.
They're the two things that we need, that we just constantly questioning, being a student of life every damn day, you know. It's
we all are. Yeah. And we don't always get it right, and it's not about beating yourself up, it's going, that was something that I can learn then. And when it comes to diving into, like, so we say social media, it's those, our thoughts and our feelings that are so important. I know we have a mutual friend, Katie Brockhurst, who also features in your book, Connecting the Dots. She's been on Chi Time as well. You said that her approach helped to open your eyes around how feelings and energy play a huge part in what we do when we communicate externally. So this must be really key to how you craft your PR to go out there, not like anyone else, but how is mine going to be?
Yeah, I've got so many other people that are working in a similar way to this, but I feel it's, you know, giving yourself that, it's being completely and truly authentic in your message. And like you say, it's like knowing your truth, understanding who you are, understanding what you're here to deliver, and understanding who it is you're trying to reach. And I think if you get those three things, I mean, that's the basic for me, I would say, you know, who are you? You know, have a journal on it, because a lot of people don't know. And, you know, there's so many different sources, so many different sources of energy, so many opinions that kind of cloud that judgment. It's like really just unpeeling all that layering back.
Isn't it ever?
And just saying, right, who am I and who am I here to serve?
Yeah, and I think the language of the energy behind it all, the language of chi, is ultimately of truth. You can't manipulate chi. You can direct it, you can gather it, conserve it, but you can't make it anything other than being like a pure essence of being. Now, chi is, some people say chi is neutral. And it's our intention that goes upon it that makes it either, let's say, dark or light. But there is, for me, the sense when I'm in my Qigong practice of this sort of benevolence. There seems to be a feeling of positivity when I'm in my Qi zone. So I'm kind of not sure about this Qi is neutral bit. And that feeling of being in your meditation, or if you practice yoga or, so say, Qigong, this sense of being with your authentic self, is that's the barometer, isn't it? And then you can recognize other people who are being their authentic selves. And I'm going to lead into the track now that Sarah has chosen for us here on One Chi. And this is talking about authentic performers. Let me hand that over to you. What track have you chosen, and why have you chosen that for us here?
So I've chosen the recent Alanis Morissette track, and I forget the name.
Blaze.
So, and the reason for that, it's not just because, I mean, I was on retreat recently and it became our kind of signature tune, but ultimately it's about just finding that light in everyone's eyes and finding that love connection that is so missing at times.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we're going to come back with Sarah Lloyd after this track if you're listening on One Chi Radio.
First thing that you'll notice is some separation from each other. Yes, it's a lie we've been believing since time immemorial. There was an apple, there was a snake, there was division. There was a split, there was a conflict in the fabric of life. One became two, and then everyone was out for themselves. Everyone was pitted against each other. Conflict ruled the realm. All our devotions and temperaments are pulled from different wells. We seem to easily forget we are made of the same cell. She's so vital, love, you're here.
this nest is never going away. My mission is to keep the light in your eyes ablaze. And this cold
power in that track by Alanis Morissette called Blaze. Yeah, I hope that has resonated with you here on One Chi. I'm with Sarah Lloyd, the intuitive PR consultant, whom I re-met. I can't remember the first time I met you, Sarah, but I remember re-meeting you in the Abbot's Kitchen at the Glastonbury Abbey. And we were like, hang on, I know you. And before we'd even started to talk about anything, we were all in this group and we were all doing these incredible sounds. And it was like the conversation that was going on was like other, but so enjoyable. And it was like, oh, hello. Nice to be in your presence again. And so it goes on. So this trust in the wisdom of the energy behind everything to support us. Ah, it's so vital at this time, isn't it? When there's so much stuff coming in that is like smoke and mirrors, and it's like, where is my truth? So just before the break, we began talking about this personal approach, being authentic, creating your own brand, and how you can tune into what that needs to be. And you were saying that sort of write down some key points. And I must say your book is very user-friendly. This is called Connecting the Dots by Sarah Lloyd, and there's scribble areas. So she invites you to ask these questions. So it's real key knowing what questions to ask, isn't it? To bring out of people, because I don't find that actually very easy to do on my own. It's easier to do it in relation. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. And I that's why I wanted to create it, so that there was, you know, it wasn't just a dry read it. I wanted people to apply, or invited people to apply some of the methods or the thinking behind it. And like as I was writing the book, the process itself, and I'm sure there's other authors who've gone through this, it wasn't triggering. I was able to observe kind of my own responses to some of the questions. So, I mean, I think the first few questions I asked is like, what do you feel in your body? What do you think about when someone talks about the media or publicity? And like things like, you know, being burnt at the stake, not being able to share our voice, being burnt and hurt before. PR is one of those, unfortunately, one of those industries where you can't measure it. And I think that people, and that's one thing that I find with other PR in professionals in the industry, if you talk about it in its kind of little box that they put it on in corporate, it's like, how many pieces of coverage did you get and how many messages did we share? And that's lovely and all, but they forget the actual magnitude of the doors that are opening that we're not seeing. Yeah, you just can't, there is no way of measuring it. And that's why I invite people to connect their dots as well, because then you can see that conversation you had with that man on the train, or that singing in the kitchen, what that's led to, you know, those synchronistic moments, we forget that actually that's all part of it. We're always promoting ourselves. We're always sharing a version of ourselves and, you know, individually, but we've been taught as kids to edit ourselves and be the good girl or the good boy and do it the right way. So, you know, talking into the Brené Brown work and my friend Nicola Humber, who talks about being a good girl, it's all part of it. At the end of the day, this is the persona that we share. So it's not just limited to a business sense. It's what we're projecting all the time. And the more authentic we can be, the more likely we're going to attract our tribes, whether that's in a business sense or community, family, connections. It's so much bigger than, you know, talking about it in its smallness.
For sure. But it's also sort of drilling down to what's behind this lack of confidence with who you think you are. And this, as you were saying earlier in this discussion, was that the ego can keep you small. Yeah. And the kind of upbringing that most people have had is of being squashed down, of being told to not do that, mustn't do that, and only kind of you know, praised when you're being good, when you're being good girl, good boy, you know, that's the praise. It's like there's a lot of us that are people pleasers that just want to please. Like, we want to know that we're safe in our tribe. And so if I'm my real self, I might just be edited or sort of refused entry or whatever. I want to be like the person over there that everyone seems to like, but you can't because you're not them. So yeah. Do you have strategies and tools and techniques to help people come into this confidence, or do you spot them that are there already and go, that's you, that bit there? Or I don't know, it's that, how to encourage that self-confidence in a humble way.
I have this, so regardless of how people work with me, I have this session called the Alchemy Session, where it's I mean, we've gone through it together, but essentially it's like a tarot reading, but bigger. So yeah. I invite the individual to tell me all about their past, and I make a note of that, and that is their story. Sometimes even just allowing someone a space to share stories they may not have shared with anybody else is enough to unblock anything that's holding them back from sharing. Just having one person listen and understand and you know, connect with that piece is enough. But what we then do is we sit with where we are currently, and, you know, all those steps that we've taken to get to this point, where are we now? And really just kind of honor that and talk into that. And then, I mean, it's the smallest part actually of that session is the future, and like, where do we want to go? What is the intention? And I'm realizing there's a few kind of points in that situation where if someone's turning around to me going, I want to be here, it's like, well, you're attached. You need to deal with that. But a lot of the times people will come to me and I can see where I think they could go. So again, it's like a tarot reading. It's like, I can see you on the stage. I can see you in magazines. I can see you doing these things. But again, humans get in the way of that. So that's the other intuitive part that I work with. So I'm very clear with people when they come to me. It's like, if I can see you on the sofa with Holly and Phil, it will probably happen in a way you don't expect it to. And I can't guarantee it's going to happen next week. It might happen in 2 years, 5 years, whatever. I can see it being there. Your story is powerful. And I have this as well with current clients. I work with a lot of authors, and they're all writing these highly activational books, and they're activating on very different levels, and they've written it now. And I believe it's the start of something. There's a real shift in energy that's happening in the world, and these books are being birthed for a reason. But that's another thing that I would always say with clients is like, just because you've written this book and you've birthed it now doesn't mean it's going to, you know, not be relevant in 2 weeks, 6 weeks, a year's time. I mean, hell, I read The Alchemist 2 years ago, and that story still, it plays in that. That was another point in my learnings, I have to say. You know, I was read that and I was like, oh, we've got all the knowledge. We've had the knowledge all along. Oh, yeah. Look at Dorothy as well. Same thing. So it's kind of just noticing and observing and being discerning the whole time, I think. And like, even, you know, this morning I mentioned I went on to Instagram and had a little rant about the things that were bothering me around the unfairness of schools and football games and stuff. And immediately I felt that, oh my gosh, my people are going to be so embarrassed that I've gone on there and had a little ranty pants. But actually, again, I had to observe that feeling inside of that fear of sharing. And then I journaled on it, and it was kind of, what was I afraid of? And I have, you know, I've got amazing people around me who basically said, you need to journal on it, you need to breathe, mm-hmm. and it will be fine. And you know, it's fine. And, you know, I feel like that's another thing where we're always in work in progress. And something like that this morning would have sat around with me for probably a month, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And now I'm able to transmute that stuff quicker and realize it's actually okay. Yeah. And the energy shifts quicker. So being observant of your behaviors and your reactions and taking responsibility for that is, I guess that's the bottom line lesson, isn't it?
Well, quite. And the more challenges we get and we're able to respond in that honest, mindful way, the more we kind of polish our internal diamond and get to know who we really, really are. And I think, I don't know about you, do you feel that what's happened this last year has been like a cocoon for us? I know it's not been easy for a lot of people, but I know particularly around the spiritual community, there feels like there's been some real nurturing going on, nurturing of like gifts, but also of collaborations and communities. Is that something that you feel is coming through now? Absolutely. Really, really strongly?
Absolutely. I mean, even the way that I work with people now, it's the traditional way of working in PR. You would work one-to-one and you would spend time growing that one person's brand image, public persona, etc. But what I'm now doing is I have a membership where, and that started in June, July last year. It just kind of dropped in and I just went with it. And it just, I wanted to serve more people, but I couldn't see how I could do that by taking on more one-to-ones. So I created this membership that basically we hold each other's space we have calls every other week. We transmute stuff that's coming up for us either in our lives or in the press. And it helps us to become more authentic. So we're working together in kind of transmuting how we are as individuals. And in addition, we are creating opportunities in the media to share our messages. But then in addition to that, it's also opened up doors to collaborations. So some of the business owners are working together on projects, and the retreat that I just held, which was basically in celebration of that membership being open for a year, we just sat, we had no agenda, and we just allowed, which I feel like I'm going against absolutely everything that my body has been taught, but it just feels so good. And it just feels so naughty, actually, because we are, you know, I'm just going to go and sit in a field for 3 days. And the amount of magic that came in, it was just, you just can't put a price on that.
Well, this actually goes right back to the beginning of this chat when we were talking about space, giving yourself space. Because when we do, and we let have space, we let go of expectation, that is when that life force energy can come in and guide us. That's when our egos can take a back seat and we can be with the magic of life. And isn't that funny that feels a bit naughty, and when actually it's the most natural thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being in the group that I was with, I think we all just felt safe to share any fears that came up. We just felt so safe, so held. There was none of this competition, no, you know, striving for leadership. Everyone had their say. And it was just, we just were being together. And I feel like that is something that, I mean, this past year, that's definitely allowed more people to do that. But I know that I mean, as a recovering control freak, if I had space, I would fill it.
Yeah.
But now I'm learning to.
Yeah. Good point. If you get space, don't fill it. I have this thing on Sundays where I have sacred Sundays that I started a few years back when I was still living home free. It was like the one day a week when I wouldn't have the Wi-Fi on. And I get challenged all the time by people, come into this, come into that. It's like, no, I've made a decision. And unless I am delivering some Qigong on that particular day, which is rare, but it can happen. And I still count that as being in the Qi zone anyway. It's not really work. I honour that. And that has been a real help to me for this space piece, because it's like, oh, it's Sunday space. Oh, I could crack on with it. It's sacred Sunday. You don't do that on Sunday. So I had to train myself out of this. I'll just do a little bit of cheeky work, you know, because we do owe ourselves time to be.
Yeah.
It's so important. And with these new communities that are growing up now, is this actually a part of public relations? You know, you're creating your communities that you're then going to be chatting to and serving, and this is part of PR.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the very, very, very beginning of PR in the ancient Rome and, you know, Greek times and Egyptian times, this is how they did it. It was about connection, community, sharing, bartering, exchanging. And that was what they did. You know, we didn't have to write newsletters every week and be on social media every day, you know, uncomfortable or whatever. It's kind of, I feel like there's this balance that needs to be found with this whole inertia that we're probably all feeling from Zoom and social media and all the consuming electronics and Netflix, to, you know, being with people that we love. And my circles have certainly evolved over the last year. I won't be alone. I imagine I'm not alone in that. And and it's just, you know, finding those opportunities to just be with people. And we don't need to hard sell each other.
No.
And I think that's the thing that possibly still feels uncomfortable in me. I'm a generator, so I'm all about inviting. And understanding that about myself was also a big part of kind of how I've taken those steps to be, you know, try and master my own, you know, and I know I'm always going to be doing that.
We are, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, so. Mastering our chi. It's such a like elusive. And yet when it's on the button, it's like such a ride. It's like, oh,
yeah.
But it's, you said also not getting attached to it. It was like, that's part of it. And each moment is different. But there are the dots connecting us all, of your truth, your heart, your authenticity, yourself, your curiosity for others and their lives. What have you got going on? What stories have you got? And how can we share? And this just feels so much, I suppose, from is it a lightness of being without the shoulds, the coulds, and you must do this. That feels really low energy. But when you're in the lightness of being, then that's that, you said, the magic can happen. And it's inspiring for writing and collaborating and sharing. And this is what you do in your amazing Indigo Soul PR, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to look at it as expansive as expansive as I could possibly be. And you know, it is whatever people want to make of it, you know, it, whether it's just having that conversation with somebody in a community, because obviously we know that, you know, that's hard enough sometimes, like busting into someone's Facebook group and hi, putting yourself out there is very, very difficult. But when you have people around you who can help to raise you up and rise you up and prepare you for that, that's you know, that's amazing. It's priceless. It really is. And yeah, I'll breathe now.
Yeah, that is a really lovely chi to just land the completion of this discussion with you, this conversation about intuitive PR. So thank you, Sarah, for being part of Qi Time TV and One Qi Radio.
Thank you for having me.
How can people find out more about you? Where can they go?
I'm on Instagram. I'm Sarah Lloyd-IsPR, and I have a website, so www.indigosoulpr.com. And I also have my own radio show on Wellbeing Radio, which is actually, I'm shifting the focus. I'm talking into stories now, so it'll be all more about storytelling and the importance of sharing. So kind of links to everything we've been talking about. So I'm always looking for guests. So yes, that's where you can find me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. And on One Qi Radio, which is part of UK Health Radio, and I will play you a track on the end of it. This is a classic vintage dance floor filler, or a sing-along-a-thon. I couldn't help myself. It is Soul to Soul and Back to Life. So wishing you all a wonderful rest of the week and moving on with your heart and soul light and true. And yeah, may the chi be with you and all that ripples out of you. I'll see you really, really soon.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
You've been listening to One Chi Radio. If you'd like to find out more about the One Chi Project, look us up on Facebook and YouTube. And if you want to get involved, visit onechi.org to join our community of teachers.